AP News. I'm Tim McGuire. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has signed the two articles of impeachment against President Trump, and the seven House members serving as impeachment managers carried the articles to the Senate. Pelosi says President Trump failed to honor his oath.
He did not uphold his oath of office to protect, preserve, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Before the House voted to send the articles on to the Senate, the Speaker said people deserve to see fairness.
Whatever the outcome, the American people want a fair trial, fair to the president, fair to the American people. The American people deserve the truth. The Constitution requires a trial, a fair trial.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy in his remarks says it took Pelosi a month to actually hand the articles over to the Senate.
These delay tactics were self-serving, hypocritical, and discrediting. But they made an important admission. Some might even call it a concession. You proved a very big point. Democrats do not even believe their case was robust enough to win in a trial.
The Senate transforms itself into an impeachment court tomorrow. Chief Justice John Roberts, who will preside at that trial, administering the oath to the senators who will serve as jurors and swear to deliver impartial justice. The actual trial will start next Tuesday. Three people are in custody after a live mortar round was found in their vehicle at a gate at the Pearl Harbor military base in Hawaii. Former New Orleans Saints player Steve Gleason receives the highest honor Congress can award to a civilian when he was awarded the Congressional Gold Medal in Washington today. Gleason was diagnosed with ALS in 2011. His charitable organization has generated $10 million in services to more than 15,000 people living with ALS. This is AP News. President Trump and China's lead trade negotiator have signed phase one of a trade deal. Here's the AP's Ed Donahue.
The agreement eases tensions between China and the U.S. and is expected to boost exports on the U.S. side.
Together, we are righting the wrongs of the past and delivering a future of economic justice and security for American workers, farmers, and families.
The agreement is intended to ease some U.S. economic sanctions on China, but does little to force Beijing to make major economic changes. Trade attorney Melissa Duffy thinks it's a good start.
There are some short-term wins, but it remains to be seen whether the long-term benefits will actually happen.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer calls the agreement weak and feckless, saying President Trump acts tough on China.
But when the pressure is on, when jobs and livelihoods are at stake, he buckles.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.